This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Hello and welcome. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger with naturalnews.com. And today we are joined by John Rappaport. He is the co-creator of the new course called Vaccines Armed and Dangerous. It's an astonishing course. Really, I've been listening to it as I do some work around the ranch. I love to listen and learn, and this course is packed with information. I'm learning new things about vaccines that I just didn't even know. John Rappaport is the brilliant mind behind it, along with Robert Scott Bell, of course. And John's website is nomorefakenews.com, and he joins us now by Skype video. John, thanks for joining me today.
Great to be here with you, Mike.
Hey, it's great to have you on, and I gotta say, fantastic job on that course, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous. Can you tell our audience a little bit about what's in the course and why it's valuable to people?
Well, we want to basically give people a PhD in vaccinology, I guess you could say, the real information about vaccines. And for the last 15, 20 years, I've been researching vaccines from all sides. And I've been a little frustrated because until this opportunity came along, I've never really had the chance to present all of the information as a kind of a hologram that you can walk around and look at from all angles and see, here's the major media, the government, the medical cartel propaganda about vaccines. This is the story they tell. This is how they present vaccines as the greatest thing that's ever happened in the history of the world. And here's the truth. Here are the objections on every single point they make. And so when I had a chance to work with Robert on this, and I knew that you were going to be connected as well, I thought, well, this is it. This is the opportunity.
Well, it's an extraordinary collection of information. Let me give some specific examples for those watching. You break down the total lie of the fatality of the flu. You know how the CDC always cites this statistic every year, what, 35,000 people die from the flu, they say. You show how that's completely bogus, no basis in fact whatsoever, just complete mythology. You also talk about how the number of people that die from vaccines is much higher than what they admit, or people who are harmed by vaccines. But the most astonishing thing that you talk about in this course is how the CDC and the vaccine industry hoaxes the public about these pandemics. They actually invent a fictitious pandemic and scare everybody to death just so they go out and get vaccinated.
Yes. That's really the bottom line on it. And they've been doing this for a long time. Swine flu is only the latest example of that. They lie about the viruses that they discover. They lie about the conditions that they are inventing. They claim that this is sweeping the world and everybody's horribly endangered and therefore they have to get vaccinated, when the truth is that all of these illnesses that they're portraying come from other basic human health factors that can be remedied without the slightest use of vaccines.
Yeah, I mean, again, there's so many points to cover in your course, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous. I want to ask you about a couple more coming up. But first, for those watching who are not familiar with your background and how you came to learn all this information, can you talk briefly about your experience and how you gained this knowledge?
Well, I started out as a reporter in 1982 writing articles for LA Weekly on politics and health. And I wrote one piece in 1982, which was an interview with the president of El Salvador University, where the military had taken over the campus and they were disappearing people and burning books. And so the LA Weekly nominated me for a Pulitzer for that article. And my career began to take off after that. And I began going deeper into medical issues because I was drawn to that, because it seemed to me that that was a gigantic hoax, that there were so many lies being told. And finally, I realized the deeper that I went into this medical cartel, which is what I call it, the more profound lies that I discovered, the fewer publications were willing to deal with me.
Not surprising.
It didn't matter whether it was mainstream or alternative. For example, if I would present the issue about that you brought up about flu, and I said, well, guess what? If you follow the CDC strict guidelines, we're talking about maybe 150, 200 cases of flu in the United States every year by their own guidelines. That's preposterous. We can't possibly print that because think of, this could be dangerous. People would not get vaccinated. And so eventually I just had to leave the fold as a reporter and strike out on my own. And fortunately, the internet came along and that was my opportunity to do that.
Yeah, you've had a lot of success reaching people through lots of different channels, including your website, nomorefakenews.com. I'll be plugging that some more now that I've become aware of what great information you have there. But let me get back to this course, Vaccines Armed and Dangerous. You talk about something that you presented that really changed the way I talk about vaccines. You point out that the current school of what you call, I believe, biological mysticism believes that the human infant is born without a functioning immune system, and that a proper immune system can only be bestowed upon them by the intervention of the drug companies and vaccine companies. In other words, it's sort of like you're born into vaccine sin, and only vaccines can make you whole in a godlike manner. It's a very bizarre, twisted belief. Can you talk about this mysticism that you described?
Yes, as Robert and I were putting together the seminar and recording it, I suddenly said, look, they're trying, the CDC, the medical cartel, all of these entities that combine in this giant monopoly, they're trying to sell you back your own immune system. They're basically saying, we've got what you need, and it's these external gizmos that we call vaccines, and without it you have no immune system. Well, that's absurd, because everybody's got a very powerful natural immune system. So essentially they're going around the corner and sneaking behind you and saying, we're going to sell you back your own immune system. And that's what they're doing. And in the process, of course, you're being toxified by the vaccines and their drugs that they're selling you.
Yeah, it's really interesting, folks. Share this interview, by the way. A lot of people need to see this, and we're going to do more interviews with John Rappaport. You know, in the course, you not only go after the idea, I mean, there's this one camp of people opposed to vaccines who say the basic science of inoculation is good. It's just that it's the adjuvants and the chemicals, the aluminum, the mercury, the polysorbate, and so on that's bad. But you actually shred the entire science of this interventionist inoculation, and you lay out the case for why we don't need any vaccines whatsoever and why supporting the healthy immune system is the best way, because your body makes its own antibodies in response to exposure anyway.
Yeah, that's right. The whole argument about how vaccines are wonderful if we could just clean them up is based on the false notion that because vaccines stimulate antibodies in the body, these sort of messengers of the immune system, that they must work. It must be a good thing. But that's kind of like saying, well, if we're in the foothills of Mount Everest and we dig up a tiny piece of dirt and we put it in a vial, then we can go back to our home country and say, look, I climbed Mount Everest here. I've got the evidence. You know, this is the soil from the real mountain. They don't have a clue, really, about how the immune system works. And they're relying entirely on this one little aspect, which is the production of antibodies, and saying, this is proof that these vaccines work. And that is what I shred completely and go into it in great detail. We're just touching on it here. But that's where the gold lies. When you understand what's really behind that argument and how flawed it is, you really understand why the whole science of vaccines is a false science.
By the way, folks, if you want to get your hands on this course, it is instantly downloadable. You can download all the audio files and listen to this yourself. Just go to naturalnews.com and search for Vaccines Armed and Dangerous, and you'll get a link to this course where you can have instant access. You download the files to your iPad, your iPod, your Mac, your PC, anything. Listen to them. They're straight MP3 files. Now, John, one of the questions I wanted to ask you on this is, when you talk to doctors, or when any of us do, you know, I've got friends who are MDs, and they can be so convincing about vaccines. They'll tell you, oh my God, these are so wonderful. Everybody has to be vaccinated. We believe in them. They save lives. And you know, they sound so convincing. Why is it that these MDs, who are otherwise, you know, rational, intelligent people, how can they be so easily brainwashed into thinking that vaccines have no harm, that it's only good and never bad? I mean, it's absurd, but they believe that.
You know, I'm a big fan of naturalnews.com because when I read your stories there, I see that what you're doing is you're driving a truck through lies and false information and exposing it. And when people see that for the first time, their tendency might be, well, Adams can't be telling the truth. Because if he were, then guess what? Reality is not what I thought it was.
You're living in the matrix.
Right. And I can't face that possibility, right? So he must be wrong, right? That's what I love about the website, is because you keep doing that all the time. Well, think of a doctor. He goes through, and I mean, I've gone to college with pre-med students. You know, while everybody's out having a party and drinking, whatever, they're in the library at 2 o'clock in the morning. This is just pre-med, and they're glued to the desk, and they're studying and memorizing, and then medical school, and that's even worse, and then internship, and then residency, and then they come out the other end, and here they are, fully trained, fully indoctrinated, fully brainwashed, fully, and now they are going to suddenly turn around and say that the very basis of medicine, the greatest discovery in history of healing in the world, which is vaccines, is completely wrong. Everything that we've learned about it is completely wrong. This is like turning around and saying, the reality that I thought I lived in is completely false.
Right.
They can't do that. It's just too much for them. And so they have to become experts at convincing you to live in their reality,
yeah,
which is what they do.
They don't want to suffer from too much, what, cognitive whiplash, I guess you might call it.
Yeah, that's right.
But that's what we're doing, you and I both. I mean, but look, the thing is, we're not just doing this for fun. We're not just stirring up trouble as a form of entertainment. We actually want to ask the scientific questions. Where is the evidence of safety and efficacy? Where is the evidence that the clinical trials have been conducted? Where's the randomized placebo-controlled studies? You know, these are basic scientific questions. You know, it occurs to me, John, and we only have a couple minutes to wrap this segment up, but it occurs to me that vaccines have so much quackery in them that if they were invented by naturopaths, the MDs would call vaccines total quackery.
That's a great twist. Vaccines would have been outlawed 40, 50 years ago, and if you used one, you know, you would go to jail for 10 or 20 years if the naturopaths had invented it.
Right.
You're absolutely right. Because if you set loose these scientists on the naturopaths and you say, now use all the science that you possibly can, these naturopaths are using these crazy things called vaccines. Now punch a hole in it. You know, 10 minutes later, you would have mountains of information that you could use. It's just the fact that the doctors and the drug companies and the government partners, they have the monopoly on the vaccines, and so that's not going to happen.
So they're just defending their turf. Well, John, I want to thank you for joining me today. We're going to do more segments with you, so hang tight there. And folks, if you enjoyed this interview, search for more interviews with John Rappaport on both YouTube and TV.naturalnews.com. Also, check out his website, nomorefakenews.com. And finally, search for the course Vaccines Armed and Dangerous on naturalnews.com, where you can get an instant download of the entire course and help support the work of fine people like John Rappaport, who are really digging into the issues that you need to know. Thank you, John, for joining me today. It's been good talking with you.
Thanks, Mike. It's been great.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed it. All right, folks, that's it. Share this video. Get the word out. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger for naturalnews.com. Take care. We'll be right back.
Dreams.